Doesn't look like they're following us. Rather dark in here. Pass me those torches. Right. We must tread carefully in here. There could be traps anywhere. You go first. By the virtues, that was close. Keep going. You're doing great. I tell you what, help calm your nerves. How about I continue with the tale of the Lords of Love?
Right, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're going to talk about Saturday.
Saturday.
Even before talking about Saturday, I'm excited about Saturday.
Saturday.
I just can't wait to hear about all your experiences.
Saturday's like, I would say, like potentially the best day of the weekend, right? Usually.
Well, that's what's crazy. Like, yeah. Sunday may well have been better.
Yeah.
Well.
And Saturday was ludicrous.
Well.
So we're going to Saturday. But, yeah.
Okay, so, we started the day with breakfast.
Cooked breakfast.
On our little fire.
Dave was incredible. Came out, sorted it all out.
Yeah.
And just waking up to hot food that you don't have to walk for.
Fuck about with. Just really put some fire in your belly.
Simple stuff,
right?
You know, bacon, burger, bit of bread.
Yeah.
It was good.
Meaty
it
goodness.
Was really good. And it just like...
And that sets you up for the day because you've just had something really tasty. In your
yeah, we've been going to these battles with an empty belly, and it's like, not that you should eat just before you go, I'd say that would be a mistake, but getting some food in you in the morning is definitely worthwhile.
And giving yourself a bit of time and not sort of stressing. Like, we were all way better about having our kit all ready. Like, we were all ready and all ready to go way before time in.
Yeah.
You know, and we could just enjoy it. Like, and people could come up to the camp and say hi. I mean, it was just really good. It was just a really nice way to sort of start the day and not be rushing around. Because previously, I've always been rushing every single time.
Yeah, so when we went down this time, there was like, we got filtered in. What was our, do you remember the name of the classes or units we were? We were Druge this time.
We should say we were monstering in the first battle.
Oh yeah, we were what they call berry picking.
Or basically just doing anything that doesn't involve battle is where are. That explains your absence during the battle.
Opposition for the other half of the
Empire. Nations.
And they're going to go and fight orcs. We go and put makeup on and then go and cover our faces with orc masks and then we become
I was so happy I found one with a hole in it.
I mean, and you found out that the nations that we were up against were the Imperial Orcs, Urizen, Brass Coast, Velushka, and Wintermark. And, that was just like just being able to actually remember that is really cool because it was just going up there and being monsters and being the Druge and especially knowing how bad news the Druge are.
The Druge are like they're absolute savages.
They are like the evil orcs, right? The super evil, no redeeming features, are legitimately a threat to just any kind of sort of civilized existence.
Yeah, they are murdering, slave keeping.
Yeah, just, all the bad stuff. They do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're the worst, basically. So we went in there.
Because we'd always been the Jotun before, right? Who were kind of, they're kind of honourable.
Yeah.
They are still kind of quite brutish and kind of hard line, but they're like...
Military.
Yeah, military. They're like a fascist kind of
thing. I see them as like
almost.
Prussians almost.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool to then step into playing a different type of orc, you know, a type of orc that will...
A whole different feel to it.
Yeah, it's just a nasty, mean,
and we
horrible
were
guy.
Bastards. Absolute
real bastards.
Oh, God, yeah.
But you were just saying about how you found that mask. So, Bun's got a lovely set of dreadlocks, a big old thick thing coming behind his head. And we were like... And I heard about these. They have a hole in the back to fit your hair through.
Right.
As soon as he put that bad boy on...
And you threaded all of your dreadlocks through it and it was spilling out
I had to get you to help me to put
your
dreadlocks through
it. It was a two-man job for sure. But man, it looked... You were instantly a terrifying...
Amazing.
Horrible.
It was the perfect mask as well. It just looked fantastic.
We waited around a fair bit, right? Yeah. And then it was time to take the thing. I think... I don't know about you, but I wasn't feeling hugely confident about what...
No. Our chances.
No.
Well, previous season of R, we've... And bear in mind, you are still in your nation block, so you get kind of put into these groups.
Yeah. They file you out, and then we went in a big, big group when it was time for us to come out. And then they basically siphoned us off in groups of 20 and assigned us a commander who is from this commander pool or whatever.
Yeah.
we kind of lucked out with our guy, right? Like, yeah. I liked him. I didn't catch his name or anything.
No, but just really good, solid bit. And the battlefield will transition way beyond what we're describing here in a moment. Yeah. But those first few contacts with that guy in charge was just great.
Well, he did a really good thing of just basically, like, he was kind of laid back, but he was saying, like, everyone have fun and we should work as a group. And then we did a few, like,
volunteered you to be the second.
Yeah, that was funny. That was really sweet.
Even people who had no idea
people
who you
didn't
were.
Know me still pointed at me, which was a good time. So, yeah, basically he said, like, who would you take orders from? And these guys all point at me, then a whole bunch of other people. Like, it's, oh, man, imagine if you're that guy on a boat where you only have enough food for so many people, and then one guy votes for you. You know other people are going to be like, that's the fucking guy immediately. That's how I felt.
It was great, and that was really cool. And
I really enjoyed
up.
It. Yeah, it was really fun, though, because the guy was like, saying, rah, 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 we're going through, like, different battle orders and, like, what we're going to do and how we skirmish fight.
He actually
and get
did
in
a
behind
bit of
them.
Practice. That
and
was
man,
cool.
Like, it was really good fun, right? Like, it was, and also, like, it's strangers and we don't know each other and trying to get, like, a bit of cohesion.
So in our unit, there was, like, because obviously, again, we're all going as Navarre. Navarre don't tend to have a lot of sort of big shield walls. That's not really how our nation is. So we tend to not bring that many big shields. There's me with my shield, which is not big. And there was a girl who had quite a large shield.
I had a little shield.
And there was a little So it was like a couple of people, and we got put in like a unit that had to pretend as if they were a shield wall. And then they put the other people into another unit to then attack and flank around it and practice that.
Yeah, but the commander guy was really good at teaching, like, it was really basic command rules and how he should work as squads, but it worked really well in kind of that whole, like, just the concept. And also getting used to the idea of people
moving.
You have to take responsibility for some people sometimes. You may not be like that competent, but sometimes you have to hold a guy down just to make other things happen, or two people down, you know.
I mean, doing that fed a lot of confidence in.
I just liked our group. And also we got given, like, the way he did it was he took the main body of our troops. We're 20 people, it's not that many. But he took the main body of the troops, and then there was a second guy who was in second, and we took a line each.
Yeah.
And they were like, we were just kind of like, I was just trying to basically talk. And it was a really nice little demo practice for me anyway.
Really,
like, I really enjoyed, like, just kind of like being like, no, be confident in this. You're not a complete idiot. You can do this. So just do it. And just trying to build confidence and let people know, like, just if everything kicks off, come to me. But, okay.
And then we kind of like, it just basically just starts, right?
Yeah. So the idea is that there's these things called emu units, which is enemy monster unit.
Elite monster unit.
That's it. Emu. Yeah. And they are, different nations have their own emus, but basically they are like special monsters. They're exactly what they say on the tin, basically. The
monsters with character. So it's kind of like,
so in this case, I think ours was the target, and they had to go in, like, it was the thing that they had to go and destroy in the in this first wave of the battle.
Right.
Was to go and kill this emu unit.
Right.
And the basic battle plan was, think of, like, there's an open field that loops around to the left, and at that left point is our majority of our forces. So the Empire coming from the other end of there, and along the whole left flank of the Empire forces is a forest, right?
Yeah.
So they are moving in big, tight order across the battlefield, and they're just moving across down our side, and they're going to come in and basically hit this...
The big block of our troops.
The big block of our troops.
Yeah.
Now, it's really simple, but a whole bunch of our forces, idea was, sneak through the woods, and we'll get a bit of Angela and Smirkelman involved. You know what I mean? Like,
we just literally circled around them, but very quickly, it just sort of happened. I suddenly realised that we had completely enveloped them.
It was so fast. We were walking through, and the tension of walking through with this huge body of force, and we're in a group of 20 versus a giant death block.
Yeah, but then none of them were watching that flank at all.
No, there was no. It made me really appreciate the concept of skirmishes, right?
Yeah.
Like, you've got this big body of troops. You need light forces to protect certain areas and to know where the attack is thick and when it's light, right? If it's just light, have a couple of guys defending it.
I think it was
just
the mass mobility that our forces showed. Like, everybody moved, and it was sideways movement to basically literally encircle them.
Yeah, as soon as they started to make that left turn to come into that area, we were already walking behind them. And our idea was, oh man, there won't be that many of us when we actually get around there. But already, as soon as we got around that corner, there was already forces on their rear harassing them.
Well, essentially what we... Because bear in mind, we were attacking the rear. So it was like, essentially, we're dealing with the... even though there's less of us, we're dealing with the opposite side of where their momentum is, because their momentum is obviously carrying them into the main body of our forces.
Totally.
So they're trying to move forward rather than maybe what they could have done, which is just rush us and as the rear guard.
When you're last people, you're not the guys that are itching for a fight, right? You're the guys at the back.
I mean, everybody was really competent, I felt. It's just they got encircled. And then it just turned into like
So basically, if you think of this giant blob of Imperial Orcs, Urizen, Braskos, Verushka, and Wintermark.
Loads of Wintermark, right.
And basically what we did was we kind of just... You walk around, and we were kind of looking for a place that was a bit weak or something that we could take advantage of. When we kind of showed up there and formed a mass, we did one charge as a unit. Okay, we were the Scorpions. You know, that's what we called ourselves.
Well, you came up with that.
But I like it because it's that, I think it's the bad guys in the Grease movies,
right? Okay,
yeah. So charge in, leave. As soon as that happened, most of the unit that we were in disappeared.
Yeah.
Because you're surrounded by other orcs and nobody, like, as good as you are, it's really hard to tell. So,
and basically, what essentially happened, the noose tightened, and actually, as the noose tightens, of course, that rope kind of pushes in on itself.
It was a homogenous group of orcs surrounding this blob of empire forces. Yeah. And it got brutal.
It got insane. And it was, it turned into like, there was strong resistance at first.
Yeah.
And then it seemed to reach a tipping point to where I could, like, some of them would go down and then I could just rotate out and go somewhere else. And then they were slowly being pushed in.
But there was a weird, like, wolves surrounding pack, because we just kept on circling. I don't know about you guys, but I kept on just looking around and being like, here's a fucking point that we can make some damage. Go in there, go really hard, and then just pull back again. And there was no... Even our commander was... In weakening certain areas to invite a rout.
Yeah, like creating salience to make
them I don't know whether that was because just to give them a chance to get out, or that was a deliberate tactic just to hit them.
Well, we'll get to that later. I mean, later on, it almost even just starts happening. Like, we're starting to down so many of them there's a bit where they have to actually stop the game so we can walk around a mass body of like 20 probably that are all down and then start again. And it's such a weird feeling being a monster, you know, and like, because as you said previously, I mean, I want to win. Like, when I'm playing as like, there's a ledge of competitiveness where when I'm in a fight, I want to win. And I think, though, what this shows, and I think, like, when you're on the reverse of it and people are monstering against you, you see the fact that the people play it straight, right? They play the game straight and they play it
You don't... You're not a hero by everyone just lying down on the ground in front of you, right? The one thing I felt was that we went for a bit of a time and the orcs were getting a bit of a battering, but then there was this line of water carriers. It was a really hot day, by the way.
Really hot
water carriers and also medics.
Yeah.
And I just started rotating out. Like, I must have visited the medics 3 times. I got cleaved in the leg. Like, getting cleaved is something I do nowadays. Yeah. the going off and kind of like having the medics fix you up. So, as the external forces, there was no real... Never felt under pressure.
Yeah.
There was always like...
You could leave,
like,
the line and go and take a rest.
Just
even.
Take a time and then go back to... And it was just... After a while, they just started to... They turned, right? Then there was like a deliberate effort just to call them out.
Yeah, I think that was like at the time, and I was sort of thinking, oh, we've got the opportunity to just encircle and destroy them all. And it felt like we could. I mean, it was such a weird thing. It felt like we could just kill them all. But then that's you playing as an orc. And then when you sort of sit and think, no, I mean, obviously you want to kind of make a column so they invite retreats, so they can withdraw. Because, of course, you don't want to actually destroy, kill that many players.
They took a lot of casualties, including a very... like prolific orc commander.
Yeah. And it's just like,
that's like, you know, not it's got every death's a tragedy in LARP, but like, this guy's a big deal. He had like a big thing, and it was a genuinely sad moment to see that guy go down, right?
Yeah.
And we as forces we weren't allowed to execute people. They had this special
specialist team that was going around and were doing executions.
They
on
were
various
horrible
people.
Looking people, like
horrible looking black hoods.
Yeah,
horrible looking, like just mallets. Evil weapons, like one that looked like an ancient, Mayan sword, which is basically a block of wood with obsidian blades. One of them having one of that as his weapon.
That's
just
awesome.
And
they basically went around, and they were like, it was a really nasty, like, lot of people, like including myself, were just saying very nasty things.
Right? Well, I mean, the banter. But well, and this, I do want to get to like the fact is that it's so good because everybody monsters legit. And it just makes it like, even down to the orc you're talking about who got killed, like the people who killed him were taunting that they'd killed him.
Yeah.
Right? And it's just like, but it's so cool that everybody is cool with that.
It's so,
you know what I mean?
Tragic though.
That, yeah. It's like, that's like what would happen, at right? The time, and everybody role plays it so well.
At the
well.
Time, it's, we were having a great time.
Yeah.
Like full on bloodlust. Like we were taunting the Wintermark shield wall.
Yeah, I was given just, such ridiculous bants.
Oh, the just dance. The bants,
dude. There's a bit where like I kind of walked out in front of their line, like dancing and trying to get them to like.
Just it was fun until the retreat happened.
Yeah, and then
I wasn't there for the retreat because I got given a potion that basically made me seek revenge, and like as in I was,
that was incredible.
So basically I did this, and then I just basically charged through our line into their front line, just slashing and got about three people deep before I was just taken down.
Yeah, we were like
we were right next to him.
When Dave was there as well, and
Dave was like just stopped what he was doing, burst out laughing.
Yeah, was that Bungle? I think it was Bungle. Yeah, and he was just like, you just charged off.
It was so unexpected, funny. And actually, like, you'd made a really good opening, actually, but everybody, them and us, were just so shocked.
I found it so funny that I couldn't even think of a military response.
No, there was no
it
action
amazing.
I took. I just watched it happen.
The ideal point for to charge through their line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was a shame.
Split them further.
Yeah, we should have done that. I mean, like, the fighting was
hilarious. I think
well
it was just too hilarious. And the crazy thing is, I went back through to the respawn area.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came through, it was like there was probably about 30-40 people sitting down in the respawn area, and it's just like, yeah, we haven't had any respawns been requested yet, so but sit and wait, we'll see what happens.
This was supposed to be a two fucking stage battle, right?
Then, yeah,
supposed
then to be a two stage battle. Second stage.
Basically there was, and I was just sitting there and they're like, okay, it's not looking likely there's going to be any respawns, so we have some volunteers who I don't mind going back now. Thank you very much for coming, and blah, blah, blah. So about 20 people left. So there's 20 of us left seeing if there's going to be any respawns.
Wow.
And they're just like, right, it's come through. There's no respawns. Thank you guys for your time. If you're part of the skirmish crew, obviously go for the debrief. Otherwise, you're free to go.
Yeah, okay.
And that was probably about 20 minutes before the actual end of the battle.
The one thing I would say also during the battle, which I found really interesting, was look out for arrows and watch archers.
Yeah.
There were so many times I yelled, look out for the archers. A few seconds would go by and then someone would get plugged by an archer because they weren't even looking. Like, you got to track them. You literally got to be like, is that one looking at me? Like, I even I deliberately went, oh, you're going to shoot me? Oh, you're going to shoot me?
I was there. Yeah.
And I was going, oh, it was so close. And just taunting them and trying to get them to take shots at me. And just, you know what I mean? Like, archers, by the way, this is bad, but archers do not like attention.
Yeah.
They don't like it. They want to play a game where they're, not all archers, but some archers, let's play a game where they will just be left completely to their own devices to take shots. Do not let them have that. Let them know that you're looking at them and that you know what they're up to and give them a bit of attention because, man, they hate that shit. They really do. Like, just fuck with archers.
When we get to Sunday, being an archer is just incredible. Right. We'll get there. But
archers were a huge part in that battle for both forces, I would say. Really interesting to see how... Oh, yeah, also... We have not been explaining the rules on archery that well. It's not an insta-kill anywhere on your body. It's like one HP if it's on a certain limb and it might knock down.
No, if you get hit in the body,
it's
basically you're down.
Yeah, right.
If it hits your arms, then it's as if those have been cleaved.
Yeah.
If it hits your legs, the same.
Yeah.
If it hits you in the head, it's just 1 point.
Man,
that's always with head hits. It's 1 point. Because they try and discourage head hits, basically.
I get hit by... arrows in the face and cleave, that's how I get injured. I get more like if it was like normal hit points versus cleave and fucking arrows in the face, they would be equal on the fucking spectrum. It's ridiculous. Anyway.
But
end of the battle. Should we just get it? End of the battle. Yeah. It was pretty fucking brutal.
I mean, but the crazy thing is, while essentially they were allowed to retreat, and then during that time, I'd lost my shield because I got downed at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd kind of platoon style, William Dafoe, kind of like spread my arms and sort of cried out and gone down and just sort of thrown my shield aside.
Mm-hmm.
I still haven't found it. But...
Oh, yeah. Your shield's actually still missing, which is also the shield that I use for normal fights.
Yeah.
So I'm on a personal level.
I really want me to get my shield back. Yeah, I really want to get my shield back.
Yeah,
but,
So
while I was walking around after that trying to find it, I just then was sort of walking around all of these kind of blobs of orcs standing over downed Empire characters.
So dumb.
Waiting for the execution units to come along.
Yeah.
You actually were part of one of the execution units for a bit, weren't you? Followed them around? Or?
I came across one. I just sat there and, oh, do you mind if I watch you? Then threatening to eat their fingers.
Oh my God. So good. So, like, for example,
I hope people had fun.
Yeah, man. I mean, this is what. So, I was walking along, and there was, I saw a very similar sight to what you saw in the last thing. I saw two people, one trying to help another person out, and I was like, "You three calling to three other orcs, help me out with these," and we just basically butchered them, and it was so, and it's just so dark. But because it was the Druge, it was not at all like, you know, how you had sort of talked them and try and get them to surrender. Because it was Druge, it was just a brutal stabbing.
Yeah.
And then it was like...
The monsters should be scary, right? Yeah. That's my feelings on it anyway. You should feel safe and you should always remember it's just a game, right? But you should feel... Battle shouldn't be something that you go out and steamroller, right? Like, ever.
No, I think, as I say, everyone plays it legit on both sides. Like... Yeah. In a way, like, you want to do your character justice by dying right as well, right? That's a big part of your character, is if when they die, how are you going to act that out?
Sometimes you get Hannibal'd, basically.
Yeah.
That's just what happened. Double encirclements.
Yeah.
Things get brutal.
The Battle of Cannae. But it was just, it just sort of, after that I kind of walked on, and then I saw another thing. There was a line of orcs. They'd formed like a line of like five aside, and there was a... I think like a Wintermark lady on her knees crawling towards another orc who was holding a hammer out towards her and getting her to walk towards it.
Oh.
And then they executed her before she could get to it. And it was just... But the great thing was, it was, she had a smile on her face, obviously was RPing as well as everybody could in this situation. And it was kind of like really good, you know what I mean? Like really cool, imaginative RP and making it fun for everybody, you know?
I forgot to mention one thing that happened. We met a guy called, who we've talked to on the Facebook forums a lot, who's a guy called Robert. And Robert Ashley Burden is his name, and he's a wonderful chap. But he came and introduced himself to while we were monstering just before the battle, and showed us his very, very fine hammer that he had made, which is fucking...
Yeah, further hammering in that, I need a fecking hammer.
Yeah. Like, legit. But we went out drinking on Saturday, and this is just a part that we'll talk about it more. But we're well a few drinks in at this stage, okay? And we start talking about monstering and all that stuff, and how... Like, a lot of those forces have had a pretty rough time of it recently, right? Like, we've had a couple of times where we've really had a great time battling them. And he was talking about, like talking about pendulum swinging.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you learn from bad experiences, right?
Because it wasn't that long ago Navarre were taking it. No,
and then
as well.
They did all those battle drills, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, for all of this, right, there's a kind of idea, and we're not here to be, like, putting down anyone, and the result of a battle, let's face it, is that it's well beyond an individual. So if you are like down because of that in IC, not OC, if you're out of character, bummed out about getting, train, learn, get lucky.
Yeah.
Right? Like these are the things, right? But have fun with it.
But
right?
Also just thank you for being part of it as well.
If my character Ifan, as attached to him as I am now, died in a battle like that, and also not a grand moment where he got to do this
last final sacrifice.
Yeah. It was just a ball of death and a really fucking bad day for everyone involved. That would bum me the fuck out, right? Yeah. That really would.
Yeah, yeah.
But I hope that people try and find some sort of like positive and find a new character that they want to be and experience new things. You know?
I tend to find, though, that most people you come across, because they love it so much, they sort of take that risk on board. And when you talk to them, they're actually excited to start their new characters and stuff. People are really just enthusiastic.
I am also getting to the point where I'm a little excited. I love Ifan, but I'm not scared about dying anymore.
You start looking at the other possibilities and the things you could look into doing.
And it took a while to get there, by the way. It's not like something. Right, so after the battle, we had sausages and noodles for lunch.
Oh, my word, that was so good.
That's what we did. Dave polished off two full-size kielbasas down his throat. He did. Barely stopped. They barely hit the sides, didn't they?
Just straight down.
Amazing. And then... So what happened then, lads?
Yeah, then it was the competition.
Right? It was the competition.
So beforehand, we'd heard this competition was like, as I say, that there might be some fighting. There's the potential for combat in it.
Yeah.
This is how this is what we heard about.
In our striding, Ian is the, like, everything else in charge of. We are a two, like, leadership type thing, right? Ian is everything. I'm just combat and anything that might arise into combat, right? That's where my
You almost like have any time that combat's necessary.
It's charge, Native basically. American style, yeah, right? Like you have a war chief and a peace chief. Yeah. So, and I stepped up for this one, which gives you an idea of how the Ashbourne were approaching said challenge.
Well,
right?
We heard there might be like fights in the Dawn Square or the Glory Square, whatever it's called.
I just assumed that it was like this is okay. Also, the story I'm about to tell, I really need to give some caveats because there's, like, I wouldn't say controversy, but, like, this is my version of events. This isn't intended to make anyone look bad or feel bad. This is literally, like, my version of events. I find it's interesting for the podcast. This isn't something that I want to... We don't want to make this into the hate podcast or the judgment podcast. This is just going to be...
Your experience.
Yeah, exactly, right? So a bit of a caveat before we start. We got together, there was the four of us in the Ashbourne, and we got given a few other people, including Farron, who's the young man that I met in like the other one, in the E3 or whatever, a very capable young man, I think we can all agree.
All of us are
big fans of Sol, right? That's his name. We like Sol a lot. He's a top chap, and he stepped up, and he was coming with us.
Yeah.
So... If you weren't Ashbourne, then there were like the deck was stacked for Ashbourne in this challenge, right? Like I was the one going, so we got told it's going to be at 2:30, head up to the Dornish camp, right? A couple of people said to us, shouldn't you be doing this challenge? And we were like, it's 2:30. And they were like, okay, cool. So then we met the guy that was organizing it from the Navarre side, met everyone. And I was just like, okay, team, this is a fucking plan. All right. We go out there. Really fucking aggressive. If someone runs and they've got like things on the
the competition is basically getting ribbons, and these ribbons are going to be around. Well, we find all this out when we turn up. Bear in mind,
we don't know any of this really. It's a scavenger
we just know
hunt.
That there's a scavenger hunt. We don't know specifically what it is, but it's not until we turn up and then we find out that it actually started at 2:00.
Yeah,
and only about 5 of them had gone out.
Yeah, so us as Ashbourne, I was like, I went full gung-ho, we're going to do this hardcore and we're going to fucking win. I want the Ashbourne...
They've got a head start, right?
I want the Ashbourne to step up onto an international stage, right? Like, we've been in the shadows for a while now. This is our real opportunity to step out into the light
do something as well, right?
4 of us now. I feel like we're a real, like, little group. We've got lots of allies everywhere. Let's do this shit, right? Oh, my God. Get there. Dawn lady comes out, says to us, you were supposed to be here 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
5 of them are set off to do the challenge, but you're 30 minutes behind them.
Yeah.
So we were like, what? So a few of the party had to literally just go, oh, we'll leave then, which I felt terrible for.
Well, I'm one of the ones, so I just go back to camp for a bit.
Right. Yeah. And it was just like, so 5 of us, and I literally went, game plan, right, we're 30 minutes behind, you have to find these ribbons, they're placed around the camp, they'll be in different nations around the camp.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, team, 30 minutes behind. Now, this is when I had that speech, by the way, it was after that, because I wasn't even that aggressive before. Now I went really aggressive on the battle plan, which was, you know, chase them down, find them, they're going to be holding the ribbons.
Yeah.
Look for the ribbons, but if you see anyone, group up in force and fucking smash them, right?
And the idea was not to kill them, because obviously... No, just to cleave them, basically.
Cleave their leg and then take what they've got.
Or right? Just to threaten them and say, you know, give us the ribbon.
This whole plan is a terrible plan, and we will get to this. But so, bear in mind, I've been on altitude for a while now. So I am Mr. Fitness Guy. Let's go. And I'm like, right, you go check here, you go check here, you go check here, and break. So I literally ran, and I'll tell my version of it. I ran, and I was like looking for all the different places, and we're looking for these ribbons. I was with you at the start, right?
Yeah.
And looked around a bit, And then we're looking in the hub and a few other different pieces. And then we like split apart. And then we start looking through the different camp. And like trying to find these ribbons was, I mean,
tough, right? Really tough.
And you're running.
I paid a bunch of people to like in different nations to see if they had information.
You paid them?
I paid them. I gave them like a crown, not a crown, sorry, a ring. Just like, has anybody seen anything? And they were like, yeah, I know there's some over in this place.
That's awesome.
But every time I got there, they weren't any there, so then I had the whole thing of like, was I duped out of a ring? Or yeah, I don't think I was. I think most people legit. There was one guy, I think it was in Verushka, and they all kind of like, I will tell you where it is. And it's like, I bet you will. But I thought, Talis is in that kind of mood. So yeah,
I've got £5. Who knows this? I know this, and I know this.
So yeah, I mean, it was a total probably I'm Spartacus moment.
Well,
but
I ran out, and then I was running along. And I was checking out his intents. And then Ferran and another guy that was in our group goes, see this guy running out like a hare being chased. And I'm like, and it's Ferran and the other guy, and they're just like, he's one of them. And I'm like, oh my God. And I don't know what came over me. And he was running. It was like a cheetah chasing a prey. Do you know what I mean? Like he's running, and I'm just like, and I'm running after him, and I'm like, I'm a 35-year-old man, and I'm catching up with this guy. And I'm like, holy moly. And I'm running through these different camps, and these people are like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you don't see people running fully armed around the campfire.
Yeah, right.
Chasing down another guy. By the way, for the record, they won't save you. Like, no, I didn't have to explain myself to anyone. No one came to the rescue. Ran out there, chased this guy like a gazelle, and the cheetah is like, ah! And I was just like getting so close to him, and I was just like, Clove! And then he went down. I was just like, yes! Like, there was no, what have I done? None of that. I was just like, yes. And he goes, oh man, we're around. I was just like, give us your things. And he handed them over. We'll get to why this is a bit more, contentious later. But there's some weird interplay stuff that I'm curious about advice for and how I did it. And I might be wrong on this. But so he hands over his two ribbons, right?
Right.
Or is it our ribbon? It's our ribbon.
He might not have given you all of them, right? That's completely his decision. Either way, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? It was his decision, right? And he goes, you're going to get me a physic? And I'm like, no. You know what I mean? Like, we're in this game. I'm playing hardcore. Let's do it, right? So I leave him. It's an asshole thing to do, but that's the way it is, right? We're playing to win. I want that fucking herb garden.
Yeah.
I run around. I even find like a lady. I go, have you seen any ribbons like this, blah, 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 to these people? Actually, he might have been carrying two, and I think I found the next one. This girl goes, no, I haven't seen any, but that girl over there might know something. And it was tied to her bag.
See, there was another thing. I think apparently they were all tied to people. Right. I was told they were tied to places.
I just assumed they were tied to things rather than people. I mainly looked at things.
I think that was mainly, I think maybe I just assumed it. But
ran over, said to her, I'm sorry, is that ribbon, is that like this? And she went, it is. And I went, where can I possibly have it? And she was like, really nice about it. I took it off her. I ran around, I talked to loads of different people. And by the way, this is a really good thing to do. If there is a competition, definitely get involved. It's really fun, right?
Everybody's running around, talking to different
nations and all that stuff. I'm going to keep on going. Do you have anything about this, or should I just keep on rambling?
No, well, for me, the thing was, because, again, we'd been told that there was potential combat situation. So I was like, I had my bow, all my arrows.
We were all of my fucking teeth.
Which is basically not... I didn't
have braces on, but I had, like, my weapons and stuff.
I had everything, right? So as soon as I realized it wasn't combat, I just was like, I can't run in all of this, right? Physically, I can't, like, run it around. So I just literally went back to camp, dropped off all my arrows, dropped off my bow, and just took my sword out with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was running along, basically trying to catch up and go around all the other nations. I literally couldn't find you guys, and I was too late to get back.
It was a botched effort all round, right? So we only have my tiny amount. I told everyone that we're going to meet by the gate to go that goes through to the Wintermark camp, and where the Dawn camp was as well, where we had to hand these things into. We met back there. Everyone's gassing really hard. We're all fucking, like, we're running around. I'm like, I've got two or three. I can't remember what it was now. That's it.
Yeah.
So I make a decision. We're going to guard the Dornish camp. And when they approach, we're going to ambush them.
Yeah.
Right?
And I wasn't there. Like, no,
me and Ferran, we were going to do this, right?
Right.
Which is, he's such a fucking badass. We go there. This is such a bad plan. I'm embarrassed about saying this. I'm the villain in this story. I'm the fucking villain. So we're hanging around, and there's another guy there, and I'm like going to him, like he's the guy from Torn Asunder, and I'm like, hey man, wait by that gate, and if you see people holding these fucking ribbons, like holler out to us, and we'll fucking ambush them. I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking, right? This is all, I'm caught up. Yeah. Anyway, they're here, the Dornish, horrible, heavily armed militia that we have to defeat to go and win this competition in glory, right? No, it's, there's people in dresses that are unarmed. There are children. There's fucking kids in this group of people.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And I suddenly realize I'm a fucking idiot.
We completely misread right? the
this
whole
is what happens if you don't get to see the opposition and understand the fucking rules of the game, right? Like, this was, it should have been called off immediately when it started and we should have just conceded because...
Yeah.
Not knowing the rules of the game, everyone agrees on the rules, everyone knows what the fuck we're doing. That would have been way better than me going off sucking. Like, I wanted that prize so badly, I got blinded by it, and that's what I wanted. So,
yeah.
I am confronted by this group of people that, like, half of them look like non-combatants, right? I'm like, I can't go around fucking cleaving people and all this shenanigans. I've got, like, I've only got 2 hero points, or I use 1 on that one guy. I've got 1 left, so I'm going to cleave 1 person. I'm like, so I stand in front of them, and I'm like, hey, hold on. And they're like, there's through. And we're like, no, hold on. And I'm trying to think of something to say. I've suddenly gone all in, then realized I have like 4-7 off suit. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm like, holy shit. So I'm standing there looking like dumbstruck. And then out of nowhere, this lady just goes, cleave, bam, on my leg, right?
Yeah.
I go down. They'd heard about, like, obviously me cleaving their friend. Needless to say, they weren't best pleased about me cleaving their friend. So down I go. I'm like, Farron, go get him! And I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. Farron is immediately cleaved down. He was kind of playing with it. He wasn't actually going after the person. He kind of let the fucking cleave happen. It was like, but it was good RP, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We were uber aggressive, nasty Navarre. We'd unintentionally fitted all that stuff and then ended up looking like fucking morons.
And it could have been, okay, yeah.
So I'm like, well, are you going to res us up? And they're like, you didn't res up the other guy. And I'm like, that is fair. So they got up Farron because they're decent people. And then Farron kind of came up to me after they'd left. And I was like, fuck's sake, that was hilarious. Like, really good. So he picked me up on his shoulder and we were hobbling, right, back. And we had to go. And I was yelling out for a physic the entire walk back.
Right.
And then we get near the toilet block just outside the hub, near there. And he's yelling for a physic. And the guy passes by and goes, oh, I'm a physic or a medical there. And I'm like, oh, thank God. And he goes, what's up? Like, Farron lies me down on the ground. And he's like, I got cleaved my leg as a bad injury. And he goes, all right. And have you got any herbs? And we're like, no. And he's like, right, I'm just going to need time to do this. And this is a great example of someone that's a really good player, right?
Yeah.
So what he does is he's RPing. What's going on? Why is this man leg cleaved? All this stuff like this.
Yeah.
But subtly he's going, are you okay with blood? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Are you okay with blood? And he's like, and I'm like, yeah, I'm fine with blood. Go crazy, man. He's like, are you okay if I touch you? And he's completely by like how, I don't know, it was excellent, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, playing a physic, it's, you know, obviously you have all of this stuff and you've got all this paraphernalia, but not everybody wants you to tie bandages to them or put blood on their costume.
Yeah. Or touch them at all.
Yeah, exactly, right? So you kind of always have to say, like, in a sense, you kind of just... It's a tricky one as a physic. I do tend to touch someone at least like on their shoulder before I initiate anything. And I think that's just because my... Normally when I'm a physic,
but
you're
not
I'm in
touching
adrenaline.
Them in any even remotely hot areas.
No,
right?
No, not at all. And I'm like... but then I will kind of ask, you know, are you okay with this? Is this all right with you? And I think most people physic that way. And I think, you know, you just try and be as sort of sensitive as you can.
Yeah. So this guy's working on my leg. He's got fake blood out. He's tying this fucking bandage on my leg. It's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Farron's like, there's a skirmish on really soon. We're like, this competition's over.
Yeah.
Let's fucking call it a day. So he's like, I'm going to go get fit. I'm like, dude, go for it. You go have a great thing. I'll get this sorted.
Catch
this
us up there, yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
That's when things get crazy, okay? So I'm on the ground. This guy's fixing my leg. Then... these 2 Dornish people, one of them was the lady that cleaved me in the leg, arrive and start yelling at me. right? They're really, like, really aggressive, right? Like, I cleave their friend, they keep saying about that, right? And I'm like, you cleave me, like, what's the problem here? Like, we're done, you know? Like, what's the thing? And they keep asking me for my
ribbons, yeah,
which I actually gave to them when they actually cleaved me the first time around. I didn't have any ribbons on me. I don't even have any pockets on me, right? Like, so I literally have my hands, my weapons, and that's it. My weapons are down by my side. And they're yelling at me, and I'm asking for this thing. And then what was really cool was, so Robert and his son, Dan, show up. I didn't recognize Robert from the earlier skirmish, but they were there.
Right.
And they basically, they're both Navarre, and they stood forward, and they just went to me, are you okay? And I went, can you just wait for a minute? And there was this, it was so fucking cool.
Because it's like Navarre seeing Navarre in danger.
Yeah, exactly. Navarre seeing Navarre in need. And like Robert had his hand on his weapon and he was fucking ready. Like it was like if things went south, it was all going to go crazy. And there was this very aggressive like diplomatic incident building. And there's physics going like, stop this. Like, why are you threatening him? Like, you know, I just want to fix his leg. You can let me fix his leg and then you can do what you want. But let me do this first. Let me do my job. And it's just like, I'm being
really cool,
because
right?
They're being like aggressive with me. I'm belligerent to them.
Yeah.
I'm like stalling them. I'm like talking like just whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. They keep on trying to touch my weapon. And I'm like, now got my hand on my weapon. And I'm like, back the fuck off. So the guy finishes my leg, and this is how I remember things happening. I try to get up, and the guy, he put his hands on me in a way that was trying to stop my movement, okay? Right. My initial reaction was to stand up and go, stop.
Yeah.
Like, please don't lay your hands on me, man. That's not cool. And he goes, oh, sorry, and then tries to go back into it. And I'm like, but I'm done with this, right? Like, that really hit a nerve with me. So I was literally like, dude, no, the game's over. Like we concede doing this game. Like it's not cool that you do that. Just please, we're done. You know what I mean? And that's how it went down, right? He did apologize. And I'm not even like this isn't like it's important I mention it just because it was like the idea of being like slightly overzealous. And I was overzealous, right?
Yeah.
But it was interesting how that overzealousness can sometimes lead to uncomfortable moments and to be aware of that, right?
Yeah.
And I'm a fairly robust chap, right? But if you push certain triggers on me, I'll eventually have to break character and be, this isn't okay.
Yeah.
And it made me think a lot about more vulnerable players than myself, right? Yeah. And it's just like, you have to be careful about each other. Someone's perception is sometimes the most important thing, right?
Yeah.
And like to respect that stuff. So like no hard feelings, interesting learning thing for me. Definitely not going to be that much aggressive or continue in a game I don't know the rules to or who my opposition is. Like there's a combination of factors that led up to that.
I think it was the whole thing, the whole package. I mean, at this point as well, I just had walked back because I couldn't find you guys. I never saw any of this.
I was lost in the wind. And then Navarre came to my aid. And it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful experience, you know?
Right. We've made it. And quite coincidentally, a good time to take a break from our story. Well, would you look at the size of that golden spider? Not quite my taste, but I'm sure it'd look nice in a museum. The thing is, I was expecting more traffic.